Tuesday, the 12th. Oops, wait a minute, not the 12th for me. Got the numbers turned around a little bit. How would it work for you if it were the 5th of December instead of the 5th day 5/12/13? It is 12/5/13. Say that quickly. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, with a focus on what's going on in the news, what people are talking about, what things are important. Well, I guess that depends on where you are. The latest conversation about the president's health care bill seems to be moving up and down the flagpole. The fact that Martin Bashir resigned from MSNBC may be of interest to you. There's a strike of fast food workers again. How many people think that banning plastic guns is a good idea? That's what has happened. A law moving through House and Senate, and I guess to the president. That's something to yak about a little bit. And but I think let's work on this new campaign the president has started. As he began the push, next 21 days, Kenny, are supposed to be all about encouraging young Americans to sign up for the health insurance through the healthcare.gov website. I wanted to puke when I was listening to some of that stuff yesterday from him talking about how wonderful it was, tell your friends, yada, 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 without really a mention of the problems that have been had, and that are, I shouldn't put in the past tense, that has been a part of and what they are having, although much of the website now is operable, it would seem. The three-week blitz, try, let's add it. I may be thinking about ladies who are, and don't even go there, Doug. The blitz has started, promoting the Affordable Care Act, encouraging those who are uninsured to sign up. That's okay. That's swell. But don't play it like it was, there's a little glitch here and there. There are lots and lots of problems. And if you want to share what you think they are, you're welcome to join us at 888-302-3684. Anyway, here's Talko's Dave Gentry with Senator Dick Durbin. They talk about the role Obamacare is likely to play in next year's elections.
The president was catching all kinds of flack about Obamacare, and the Republicans were all fired up. But then there was a meeting with the president and several prominent Democrats, you being one. It seemed like there was a lot of upset people running for election and dealing with this issue. Could you tell us a little bit about that and what was going on?
The president called those of us who are up for re-election this next year, the Democrats, down to the Roosevelt Room in the White House. And we met for 2 hours with the president, vice president, talked through the Affordable Care Act, the problems with the website, and what we were going to do. I wouldn't say it was an angry meeting at all, but I will tell you there were concerns, a lot of them, and I joined in the chorus about the terrible rollout of this this whole approach. The president was as frustrated and angry as we were. He'd been led to believe this wasn't going to happen, and it did. And so now here we are. We passed that November 30th date. The websites are much better. I went on one of the websites that members of Congress will sign up under the Insurance Exchange, and over the weekend I got signed up for Loretta and myself. So things are improving, but the point I want to make is this law is not perfect. There are things in it which can be improved and changed. I'm open to that. I hope we can do it on a bipartisan basis. I think American people want us to fix this. They don't want us to destroy it. And I think we can do it if we're fair-minded, cooperative in doing it.
So you think the gist of that meeting was, hey, we're running for re-election here. We need to fix this. The media mentality. Was that?
Oh, yeah. There's no question about it. And, the White House called the meeting because they know that we're on the front line. Many of the people who sat at that table will be on the first people attacked on the Affordable Care Act. They all voted for it. Virtually all of them voted for it. They're all defending it, as I am, because we believe it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, maybe a step in the right direction, but at what cost? That's the question that always comes up. These guys don't have to worry about it because it's not their money. Dick Durbin is an amazing apologist for Mr. Obama. Two Illinois Democrats, they've done well together working on each other's side of the street, if you will. The website does appear to be working, and it's pretty smooth. At least that's the report that I got listening around the radio yesterday as I traveled across the country. The conversation, even with those who don't like, they're hard-pressed now to find a problem. There are some back-end problems. The applications are not showing up at the insurance company's office. missing information, that sort of thing. Meanwhile, the Republican response has been to shift away from the website back to the Affordable Health Care Act itself. The questions they're focusing on include the rising cost of premiums, the fact that some people can't keep their doctor, and those are real legitimate concerns. And that's why I said what I did when we started this whole conversation about me thinking I would puke, listening to the president talking about how great it was, when in fact there are serious problems, serious questions, no real answers. We're sorry, the things that you get from BS politicians that you're so tired of listening to, no matter what side of the street you're on. And I think that's really what the bottom line is here. You're welcome to share your thoughts at 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show, email to Doug at DougStephan.com, or to Ken at DougStephan.com. So Ken Kessler is here with me, and he monitors Facebook and Twitter, social media. So what do people have up their virtual sleeves when it comes to the president going on the road to push this, the Health Care Act itself, the problems that people are having with their applications, cost of premiums, et cetera? What do we have, Kenny?
Lizzie says she's a grad student, and she says, I now have health insurance that I can afford, and it gives me good coverage.
Good for her. Good. That's good. That's what you want. That's what it's supposed to do.
Right. And she's in North Carolina. I don't know if those, I don't remember if that's one of the states that has exchanges or not.
No, it does not have exchanges. I remember the list. Yeah.
Jeff in Arizona says, if Obamacare was so good, Obama wouldn't have to fight for it or sell it. A great product sells itself.
I'm not sure I agree. I think it always helps to have a good salesman. He's the ultimate salesman. Doesn't deliver on his product, but he is the ultimate salesman.
I think with politics, no matter how good the product is, you have to be able to sell it because the other side is gonna fight you on it. Alex says, might as well fight for the metric system. It's a lost fight, and the next president will do away with it.
That's interesting. 888-302-3684. Up next on the Good Day program, Bill Cunningham will talk to Senator Rand Paul about the Republicans having no alternative to the Affordable Care Act, the health care situation, the problem. How do you fix the problem? These guys don't have an answer either. That's up next here on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
This holiday season, shop at Sports Authority, where you'll find there's nothing like the gift of sport. We've got the brands you love and thousands of items on sale now. And here's our gift to you. Now through Saturday, when you spend $100 or more, you'll get a $20 cash card free. Plus, we're giving away hundreds and hundreds of prizes in our $500,000 Gift of Sport Holiday Sweepstakes. So visit sportsauthority.com today to enter and see official rules. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sports Authority. All things sporting good.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exogen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
All right, we're talking about the president getting on the road. We're talking about the Affordable Care Act itself. And here's now a conversation, or at least part of a conversation, because that's what we do here in this program, bring you bits and pieces of conversations on a radio program hosted by Bill Cunningham. He talks to Senator Rand Paul about the argument a lot of people say aimed at the Republicans. Hey, where's your plan?
When you look ahead to Obamacare next year and the year after, I want the Republicans not to focus on politics. That'll take care of itself. I want the Republicans to focus on policy. So when the media says, or Obama says all the time, why don't the Republicans have an answer? Because there were problems in the medical care system in this country for about 15%. 85% of us were very happy. Now he wants the 85% to look like the 15%. And without helping the 15% to become the 85%. But when he complains the Republicans have no ideas on health care, what does Senator Rand Paul say?
You know, I'm a physician, and I practiced for over 20 years, and I would say what we need is choice and competition. So consumers should get to choose what kind of insurance they want to buy and what doctor they wish to see, and they should also have more competition to drive prices down. So this means more health savings accounts, legalizing the sale of insurance across state lines, and it means that you would have the freedom to buy a less expensive policy. Under Obamacare, they're taking your freedom away. You can no longer buy cheaper policies. You have to buy the policy that the president has mandated. So that's what everybody's finding as they get onto these crazy exchanges is the one thing that's universal is it's going to cost you more.
Right. And in fact, I'm a 65-year-old, knock on wood, healthy male. I've never spent a night in the hospital in my life, although I'm sure it's going to happen. Any of us could get sick at any point. But I do not need gynecological services. I don't need mental health services. I do not need substance abuse services. I don't need pediatric dentistry services. The whole menu of requirements under Obamacare that I don't need, I am told that I must pay for anyway because somebody else may need them, and you got to put me in a pool with a bunch of other people, which means my costs are going up and my availability of doctors are going down. I have one of a very good GP that I've been with for like 20, 25 years. He's told me that at the end of next year, he's leaving the practice. He cannot handle it anymore, the insurance companies and now Obamacare. He's going to open up a boutique practice where everyone pays cash or, you know, writes a check. He will not take insurance, and he will not be part of Obamacare. Aren't there more and more doctors like that, which means that everyone else in line to see a doctor is going to double and triple their wait times?
You know, there's a lot of frustration, and the morale is really lagging among physicians and almost to the point of depression. When I talk to physicians, to a person, man or woman, they tell me they're not interested in having their kids go into medicine. They've lost their zeal for it because of all the paperwork and the government involvement. And you're right, people are retiring earlier, and it's frustrating. The bottom line with government-run health care, though, is the only way you can get it to everyone is you have to ration it.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Amarillo this morning, and they'll be back with us in just a second. It is Thursday, and there's supposed to be a big fast food worker strike across the country in 100 cities today, looking for a $15 minimum wage. Here's a conversation talk hosts Dave Debo and Susan Rose had with financial analyst Glenn Wiggle about the strike and what and whether minimum wage should be raised.
There are supporters that say when you add in inflation, the real value of today's minimum wage is about as low as it's been since 1952. Therefore, don't they deserve some sort of increase? Maybe not the whole amount they're asking for, but something?
Well, I think that you need to change the argument a bit and say, is there really a need for minimum wage to begin with? And, you know, obviously I'm a proponent of free market capitalism. Unfortunately, when you actually look at the past history, when you look at statistics, and you can look and say, okay, well, let's look at the 90s, for example. We raised minimum wage several times throughout the 90s. And the results of those minimum wage raises a decade later were that overall workers saw their earnings actually less a decade after they raised those minimum wages. And so in the long term, it may seem like, yes, we want to help people. But unfortunately, that has the exact opposite effect of helping workers, because what happens is you lower the amount of available jobs that are around, and people are unable that lack those needed skills. They're unable to get jobs to begin with so that they can begin to get those needed skills and ultimately move up the ladder. You know, minimum wage is not meant to be a living wage. Minimum wage predominantly is worked by teenagers that are looking to gain that valuable work experience.
So you say higher pay, fewer jobs, basically.
Higher pay, fewer jobs, exactly. It's no secret that minimum wage, the people that it's meant to help and has been meaning to help are those teenagers, minorities, and et cetera. And unfortunately, it's had the exact opposite impact. It's no secret that the unemployment rate among minorities, particularly blacks, and of teenagers is double that of the national average of unemployment rate. You know, you're talking about 20% versus 7 or 8%. That's a big difference. Now, why is that? It's not because, you know, nobody wants to hire them. It's because the wages and the minimum wage has gotten to a point where it doesn't make sense to hire people that lack the needed skills. And so they hire or they use technology or they hire more skilled workers.
Okay, this public, this protest in 100 cities, do you expect it to garner a lot of public sympathy? And do you think this is a winnable battle for these workers?
I don't think it's a winnable battle. I don't think it's a battle they should be engaging in because, again, I think they're hurting themselves. You know, when you look at the people that are really truly behind the proposal for minimum wage, it's,
you know, it's two groups of people. It's the do-gooders that want to feel good about themselves, and it's the unions. It's the trade unions, particularly the AFL-CIO. You know, they want to eliminate competition for low-wage workers so that the work goes to their union workers. So, you know, when you look, you know, they'll probably have some congressional testimony coming up the next couple of weeks as they start to talk about this in Congress. It won't be the fast food worker that's testifying in front of Congress. It's not going to be the kid working the fry machine. It's going to be a union representative that's presenting the case to Congress.
What a fall, when you think about it. The fall of the union movement to the point where this is the unions that represented men and women in America working, for example, in the auto industry. But look what it has wrought on Detroit. If you want to take it apart piece by piece, some people can argue this. You're welcome to argue it with me if you want. 888-302-3684. You can make an argument that the union movement, which was wonderful for so many years when it came to pay and benefits and that sort of thing, has cost Detroit its status as a livable, bankable city. It's bankrupt. Detroit is bankrupt because the unions overpriced themselves and the workers, and now that a lot of that work's being done in states where there is a right-to-work law and in countries where there aren't the same problems that we have with unions here in America. Food for thought, 28 after on Good Day. Do you wish the bags under your eyes would just go away? Bags and puffiness under the eyes do not discriminate between men and women. Genucel Stem Therapy specifically targets the many reasons that your eyes are puffy and baggy. Due to new technology, its clinically proven instant effects, Genucel is incredibly powerful, guaranteed to show results in 12 hours, or you get your money back. Yes, you'll see Genucel working in 12 hours. Has 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness, plus Genucel uses patented plant stem cell technology. So you're wondering, how do I get Genucel? Call 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. Brilliant results for men and for women. Mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a jar of Esthétique face cream absolutely free. With this great product to get rid of the puffiness and bags in your eyes, 800-543-9262 for Genucel.
Stetson. This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
Picture this. Christmas morning, family's gathered. You take one sip of peppermint tea when someone grabs a camera. Blah! Run, run, Rudolph! You're in your son's t-shirt and huge sweats. Unless you put me on your list. Simply Vera, Vera Wang pajamas and loungewear. I'm cozy, pretty, and family photo appropriate. Problem solving PJs in the house!
Something missing from your list like Simply Vera, Vera Wang, or Chap sleepwear? Come to Kohl's Christmas list sale for lots of great savings and get Kohl's cash this Thursday through Saturday. Kohl's.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Here we are moving into, I guess, the Thursday of Cyber Week. Doug Steffen Good Day program covering the important stories of the day, yakking about them with your thoughts as well if you care to share. 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler is reachable through our Facebook.com/Good Day Show site or Twitter at Good Day Show. The conversation about plastic guns and guns in general front and center now in this half hour of the program. Before we do that, though, let's do a 2020 News Quiz question. Normally, between somewhere between 20 past the hour and the bottom of the hour, sometime the conception here was it worked from 20, ask the question to 20 past the hour, and then get the answer for 20 for the next hour. So you got 6 minutes to figure this out. The name Rabbi Binyamin Ginsburg in the news this week. Why is that? 888-302-3684. Want to know why Rabbi Binyamin Ginsburg is in the news? Pretty interesting story, actually. And I'm not going to give you any more than that because that ruins the the reason for having this. And that's to have you digging around in your memory. And maybe you can be one of our reporters. You can tell us the story of Rabbi Binyamin Ginsburg. Why is he in the news? What's going on with him? 888-302-3684. It's a fascinating story, actually. So who is the rabbi, and why would we be talking about him? Swell prize to the person who hasn't won before and understands the way to get through, which is 888-302-DOUG, and we'll put you on the air with the right answer, we would hope. Now, the congressional ban on undetectable weapons, which was passed in 1988, when Congress did that, no readily available gun could get through a metal detector without setting off the alarm. Now, there is a gun that can get through the metal detector. A Texas law student successfully fired a plastic gun that he made with a 3D printer. Remember that last spring, Kenny? Posted the plans on a website where they were downloaded 100,000 times. Before the feds had them taken down. The plans are still available. So the House on Tuesday renewed the ban on guns that won't trigger metal detectors or show up on x-ray screens and in fact, included plastic any. So how does this work? I didn't even understand how the gun works, frankly. Do you know? Have you dug around on this, Kenny? It's called the, I think it's called the Liberator.
No, I don't have any idea. The whole 3D printer thing is so much magic to me. I have no idea how it works.
Mm-hmm. All right. So if you're a gun person and you think this is good, there are a lot of people who were upset because it went through the House very quietly and didn't have to deal with the gun lobby. But how can you be against banning these things? at least in terms of this. It's a whole new world when you get to the point where there's a plastic gun. You don't want to be riding on a plane not knowing whether the guy next to you has a gun or not, do you? So how do you, if in fact you can't ban these things, how would you know? And then, but who's going to keep them off the black market? I guess that's the other question too, right? 888-302-3684. Let's get a sort of behind-the-scenes overview. As you know, in this hour of the program, we liberally sprinkle pieces, bits, and informational, I guess we try to pull out some of the best in conversation from hosts around the country who are interviewing sometimes experts in the field. That's the case here with Matt Patrick talking to Mike Knox, who's a security guy. They discuss the plastic gun and the ban, and now what happens as it goes over to the Senate.
Congress, the House anyway, with a voice, with the voice vote, passed this thing, renewed it cleanly. It now goes to the Senate. This is the 1988 law that Ronald Reagan signed 25 years ago. Senate wants to tighten it a little bit by making sure that plastic guns have a metal piece permanently put in them. Right now, you can snap a metal piece in and out. What's your thoughts on this? Do we need to tighten this law from 25 years ago, Mike?
I don't think we need to do that. I think the Democrats in the Senate are making another attempt to try to restrict gun ownership. There are already firearms manufactured today that don't have very much metal in them. They're polymers or some kind of carbon, and the only metal in there is the barrel and the magazine and the bullets, and that's it. So that's an opportunity for the Democrats in the Senate to try to ban some certain kinds of guns that are already in existence. I think the wording on the current bill is fine. I think that it covers the fact that you can't manufacture or possess weapons without a certain amount of metal parts, and that would include resin guns.
Now, and I would agree with you 100%. NRA hasn't publicly come out and said anything, but we're told by lawmakers that privately they are for the renewal. They don't want this law tightened in any way. And I would agree. I think this is, again, an opportunity, and it puts us on a slippery slope if we allow the Democrats to do this, for them to kind of get their hands on gun legislation that has evaded them this entire year. All of the gun bills, the anti-gun bills, have come out of the Senate. They tried very hard to put more restrictions on. They haven't been able to do it. And this would give them, I suppose, an opportunity to suggest that they have put some restrictions on gun ownership.
Well, yeah, another one of those knee-jerk kinds of responses that we've come to expect from the Senate and from Congress in general, is that we have a villain here, which is the resin companies that you can program a machine to make a resin gun. Let's use that as a focal point to distract everybody's attention from the real issue, which is we want to control the kind of guns that you can own.
All right. Well, that was a pretty partisan, one-sided overview. You could sure tell where that guy was coming from. In terms of guns, we have too many. There are too many guns that are in this circumstance. The aim is to make it difficult, if not impossible, to detect these guns. That's what else? Why is there a reason for a plastic gun? Well, you can say because it's lighter, it's this, it's that. So the Second Amendment is in focus here, at least it is with the people who say we ought not to ban these guns or make any further qualifications. I did a little digging around into these 3D printers, Kenny, that are rapidly getting so much better and cheaper. You can buy one for well under $1,000. And because of that, they will revolutionize manufacturing of all kinds of things. Small consumer items. So there's two discussions here, it seems to me. 888-302 Doug, there is the discussion of banning the guns that are made out of plastic, and then maybe there's a discussion of banning 3D printers. But under the circumstances, we are an entrepreneurial country, and we are, I guess, an entrepreneurial world. Somebody comes up with an idea, and because technology is as it is, everything becomes so much more cumbersome, so much more difficult, so much harder to understand and deal with, because the technology is way ahead of the thinking of the laws. And so there are a lot of people who are coming up with bills to expand the current ban to require the crucial parts of a gun be made of metal. But that isn't going to stop some black market guy or somebody who's not in this country. Who gives a damn? If you're in China and you want to make a gun that's made out of plastic, you think it makes a difference what the American legislative process has presented? Who's going to care? Nobody's going to care. So this is where minds work faster than those people who are trying to control or at least make things safe or whatever the argument is not to do this. What's your thought? 888-302-3684. I asked a question. I'm going to expand because I like to do this from time to time. I asked the question about the Rabbi Binyamin Ginsburg and why he was in the news. Kenny's going to post that on our Facebook page as well, so I'll give you another 2 or 3 minutes to come up with the right answer because we don't have the right answer yet. Who is this fellow, and why is he in the news this week? 888-302-3684, or you can respond facebook.com/Good Day Show. Should there be a ban on plastic guns, or should there be a law to make some part of the gun metal, or is this just way over the top government? I think that there is an argument on the side, and that, as I said, the last guy was very one-sided. All he wants to do is dump on the Democrats. But there, you know, this sometimes the accessibility to guns just gets more than what the popular. This is one of the examples of having a country that has too many people in it and a world that has too many people in it because you can't really, you know, there's no controlling. And I think that's in part, frankly, the most part of this is that it's good that you can't control how people think and what they think and what they develop. But somewhere along the line, in developing people's brains, there has to be a morality, there has to be mores and standards and things that people would think about. Okay, if I do this, what are the ramifications? In this case, nobody's thought of that. They just said, oh, wow, here's a 3D printer and we can make a plastic gun. Won't that be swell? Nobody thinks about what the ramification, what's down the road for this? What does it mean to society? Which is an important conversation to have when it comes to something like this, I think, anyway. 888-302-3684. It's 16 and a half, actually 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
I've got a dog, and he's got me. We get along so easily. Wherever I go, he's by my side. I've got a dog. I'm satisfied.
Sandra Boynton is an American humorist, songwriter, director, music producer, children's author, and illustrator. Boynton's newest release is called Frog Trouble. It's an illustrated songbook and CD of her new and wildly original country songs, sung by a truly amazing roster of country music's biggest stars. KidLit host Lisa Loeb spoke with Sandra about her new release.
I noticed on the record there's a lot of variety, like subgenres within country music. You've got the Ben Folds Honky Tonk Broken Piano. We've got Dwight Yoakam singing I've Got a Dog.
To me, that's the most classic country on this album, by the way, and that's why I started off with it. It's just pretty, pared down, simple, but, you know, sort of insanely catchy.
Really catchy, really visual, and starts with, my dog has fleas.
Yep, it does.
I love the multiple layers of humor in the songs and the illustrations, too.
He won't roll over if I say so. If I say fleas, he just says no.
That's Sandra Boynton on her new release, the illustrated songbook and CD combo entitled Frog Trouble. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
All righty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before and you know how annoying it can be. One time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. Maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes! Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week.
This is clinically proven, too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look, no matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers. Power swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-865-7602 for power swabs.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. All right, so Kenny, we're working on Exergen and a number of things. The Facebook, I think our Facebook facility is a great place for people to go to share these tips, health tips for the cold and flu season. Exergen is awarding every day, I believe, blankets and thermometers to people who are sending in to Facebook.com/Good Day Show, whether it be a mom or a dad or an aunt and an uncle, grandparents, whoever it is, best tips for staying healthy during the cold and flu season. You can visit Exergen.com for more information on what the tips are all about, but you can hear and read some of them at Doug Steffen's Facebook page, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. So, Kenny, you want to give us a couple of ideas of some of these things, mention what some people have come up with, because these are really kind of clever and kind of cute and kind of fast. You're in, you're out. But common sense reigns, and some, except some of you just may not have thought about what there is there. So what do we have, Kenny?
I've got just one new one so far today. Linda says her mom's remedy for staying healthy is echinacea. And she says it must work because her mom just celebrated her 90th birthday.
God love her. Echinacea is wonderful. Zinc is wonderful. Vitamin C, ester C, wonderful. There are lots of good things that enhance your immune system, which is what you want to do. With a strong immune system and a strong gut, as all of our doctors, I have three different doctors that participate in this program during the course of the week, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Dr. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Ron Hoffman, and they all pretty much agree if you have a strong gut, and then you're going to have a strong immune system. So you got to put the right things in, probiotics, that sort of thing. But make sure you're feeding yourself well and you have all of these supplements that we're talking about. That, I think, is a great boon. So those who are entering, visiting, who are contributing, eligible for the blankets, the thermometers from Exergen. And if you would like to help yourself to that, then help yourself to the Facebook page and send us a tip. Help everybody be stronger and better. Speaking of the Facebook page, I always like the quick communication. Sometimes people are moving quickly and they don't get to the phone, so we have a number of people on the phone that have the wrong answer. Kenny's found somebody on Facebook that has the right answer to the question that we asked. The 2020 News Quiz question was about Rabbi Binyamin Ginsberg. Who is he and who identified who he is, Kenny?
A listener named Char says that he was kicked out of a frequent flyer group for complaining too much.
Northwest Airlines dropped the rabbi from its World Perks program, and this guy has taken it and them, the issue and the airline, to the Supreme Court. So he was testifying there. The question is whether or not airlines need a reason to break up with their best customers, with the frequent flyers. This guy was a lecturer, crisscrossed the country a lot. He lived in Minnesota, so he used Northwest, and as a result of that had a very heavy status. He was a Platinum Elite member at Northwest, and they dumped him when Delta took over because he complained a lot about the getting bumped, I mean, weather and that kind of stuff. We all know what goes on there. And I think I congratulate the guy on having the chutzpah, literally, to do that. A U.S. District Court dismissed the case. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said it could proceed with a case about whether the airline acted in good faith. And then it's moved up the ladder, so the Supreme Court is going to hear it, or actually did hear the arguments the other day. I think it's a fascinating case, and I hope he wins, frankly. 888, big little guy against the big guy. 888-302-3684, 51 after on Good Day.
A It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Ken and I going through some of the big stories of the day. Let's focus on media news now here on Good Day. Again, we take excerpts from a lot of good talk radio programs, some sports talk radio shows, and in the case of the Super Bowl ad that has been banned this week, a lot of the sports talk hosts like Pat Walsh are working this over with their audience. Here he talks about the NFL rejecting the ad from the gun manufacturer. We're back into the gun focus again, but this is a really interesting angle.
The NFL has banned a commercial from playing during the Super Bowl. Why? Because of its, well, its pro-gun tone. Because we all know, think about it, we all know guns are bad. Bad. Not the people that own guns who choose to use them unwisely, but the gun itself is bad. Now, the and listen, the NFL, they have a right to accept money from whoever they want, whomever they want, put on whatever ads they want. That's their right. But the advertisement submitted by the gun manufacturer Daniel Defense does not even directly feature any firearms. They talk about defending themselves, defending oneself inside of your own home, your own castle. Now, in this ad, this young father looks over his infant daughter and says, "My family's safety is my highest priority. I am responsible." Well, you know, instead of me reading it, here's the ad.
"And my family's safety is my highest priority. I am responsible for their protection. And no one has the right to tell me how to defend them. So I've chosen the most effective tool for the job."
Daniel Defense. Defending your nation. Defending your home.
I love the ad. I love it. You know what? And I'm not even a big Super Bowl ad guy. I don't care about the halftime extravaganza with Britney Spears or whomever they have. A statement from Fox reads, "Unfortunately, we cannot accept your commercial in football Super Bowl spots due to the rules that the NFL itself has set into place for your company's category." I'm sorry, what did they say? Company's category? So they did not talk about ammunition. They didn't talk about guns. What are you referring to then? What exactly are you referring to? NFL won't show this ad, but they'll show other things. That is unacceptable. However, video game ads like this, perfectly acceptable.
Gentlemen,
I'm going to live.
Let's do this.
I die. I'm going to laugh. Cry. I'm going to take the town, turn it upside down. I'm going to live, live until I die.
Now, that's perfectly acceptable. That's just fine. If your kids want to sit around and play video games, violent video games, perfect. We'll take your money. We'll advertise during the Super Bowl.
You know, he brings up a very good point, I think. The complete hypocrisy of, not allowing a gun ad. Actually, the people who are responsible for the ad, the gun manufacturer, all they had to do was produce the spot, and they've gotten more coverage, they've gotten more use, more value out of this than they ever would if it just played on the Super Bowl, and then we talked about it afterwards. This has done them a world of good for whatever their point of view is, but that's one part of the issue. There are three or four different issues that are tied to this, it seems to me. One of them is whether or not you have the right to buy with the freedom of speech, et cetera, et cetera. That's something that people will bring up, but it's a private enterprise. The NFL, by the way, is a non-profit. Did you know that? NFL has non-profit status. There's another whole can of worms right there. But the ad itself has done what it was supposed to do, I think, anyway. Other media news people are talking about, the announcement that Martin Bashir has resigned from MSNBC because of the disgusting comments he directed at Sarah Palin a couple of weeks ago. Here's that story.
We are talking about Martin Bashir. What is his fate?
He has resigned from MSNBC. This is several weeks after he had made comments about Sarah Palin that many people thought were outright disgusting, that were indefensible. In fact, I can't repeat them on the air here. Even though he was clever in the way he said it, he was talking about inappropriate behavior about Sarah Palin. And, he went away on vacation for a while. He says he took the Thanksgiving holiday off, came back, met with the president of MSNBC, and decided he had to tender his resignation. I'm sure he was under some pressure to do so, however, because his comments have become such a distraction, not just for him, but for all of MSNBC.
And just quickly a reminder, you and I were talking, was it even just this week, about it was Alec Baldwin first and now Martin
Bashir. Right. That's right. And, once Alec Baldwin quit, for very different reasons from his show on MSNBC last week, people wondered, is Martin Bashir going to leave as well? Well, he is. MSNBC has put out a statement, though, wishing him all the best. It was a very kind statement that really suggests he wasn't forced out, although it was very uncomfortable.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.